is VOA News by a remote giant mother. Britain's divorce from the European Union veered into fresh crisis Monday after London signaled it could undermine the exit agreement with Brussels unless free trade terms are agreed by next month. In yet another twist to the four-year saga since Britain voted narrowly to quit the EU, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government was reportedly planning new legislation to override parts of the Brexit withdrawal agreement it signed in January. That could potentially jeopardize the whole treaty and create frictions in British-ruled Northern Ireland, where special arrangements had been made to avoid a hard border with Ireland to the south that could be detrimental to a peace agreement. Britain said it would honor the deal and was simply offering clarifications to avoid any future legal difficulties. But the Financial Times newspaper cited three people as saying the proposed internal market bill was expected to, quote, eliminate the legal force of parts of the withdrawal agreement, end quote, in areas including state aid and Northern Ireland customs. Prime Minister Johnson insists a no-deal exit would be a good outcome for the UK. EU and UK negotiators will meet in London Tuesday for the eighth round of talks since Britain left the now 27-nation bloc January 31st. The two sides are working towards a new deal on trade, security, and other issues. French President Emmanuel Macron will discuss the European Union's strained relationship with Turkey this week with Greece's prime minister, Macron's office said Monday. The two leaders will attend a Med7 summit on the French island of Corsica September 10th, along with the leaders of Portugal, Spain, Italy, Cyprus, and Malta. NATO allies Turkey and France have sharply different views on Syria, Libya, and Ankara's dispute with Greece over energy resources. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Monday he wanted to expand business ties with Russia to help Damascus cope with new U.S. sanctions on Syria's already crippled economy, one that threatens to undermine military gains achieved with Moscow's help. Assad, speaking in comments made during a meeting in Damascus with Russia's deputy prime minister and foreign minister, said he wanted Russian investment in key areas of the economy. As Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been removed from a medically induced coma, Germany contemplates sanctions against Russia for what they say was Navalny's intentional poisoning by Russia. Leading German politicians want Chancellor Angela Merkel to abandon the multi-billion dollar natural gas pipeline known as Nord Stream 2, linking Russia with Germany. They say Germany can't be indifferent to the attempted assassination, and stopping Nord Stream 2 would send a clear message to the Kremlin that enough is enough. Chancellor Merkel says she does not rule out the possibility of sanctioning the pipeline. A Saudi Arabian court Monday jailed eight people for between 7 and 20 years for the 2018 murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. State media reported 4 months after his family forgave his killers and enabled death sentences to be set aside. State media reported five people were handed 20-year prison sentences, one was sentenced to 10 years, and two others handed 7-year sentences for the killing. None of the defendants were named. A British judge has rejected a request by lawyers for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to delay his extradition hearing until next year. His lawyers wanted more time to respond to U.S. allegations that he conspired with hackers to obtain classified information. The move came as Assange appeared in a London court Monday to fight American prosecutors' contempt to send him to the U.S. to stand trial on spying charges. Assange supporters protested outside the London courtroom, calling for the WikiLeaks founder not to be extradited. The hearing is expected to last 2 to 4 weeks. India's increasing coronavirus caseload has made the Asian giant the world's second worst hit country behind the United States. The rise comes as India's efforts to head off economic disaster gain urgency. The Delhi Metro rapid transit system resumed operations Monday after 5 months, with riders required to wear masks and follow other social distancing. Chinese firm Sinovac Biotech Limited said Monday its coronavirus vaccine candidate appeared to be safe for older people, according to preliminary results from an early to mid-stage trial, while the immune responses triggered by the vaccine were slightly weaker than younger adults. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.